Officials here say while the United States strongly upholds the right of peaceful protest, energies now being devoted to street confrontations in Kenya would better be channeled into efforts to resolve the crisis peacefully. The comments reflect international frustration over the failure of Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga to reach an accommodation and end violence that continues to claim lives 3 weeks after the disputed vote. In a talk with reporters, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the rivals need to come together in the interests of Kenya and its future, and that both sides must share blame for the fact that the violence continues.
They bear equal responsibility for the fact that there is not a political settlement, and there is a direct connection between the violence you were seeing and the failure to reach a political accommodation. They both bear equal responsibility for that fact. So it is beyond time for them to come together, open up those channels of communication, focus all of their efforts on trying to reach a political accommodation.
The Kenyan crisis has continued despite mediation efforts by, among others, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Jindai Frazier and Ghanaian President John Kufuor in his capacity as African Union Chief. Former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan is to take over the international mediation role, though he has delayed his mission due to a severe case of flu. Under questioning, spokesman McCormick said Ms. Frazier would not return to Kenya in the interim, but he said the United States and other concerned countries are discussing a couple of other measures that might be taken to spur a Kenyan settlement. McCormick did not elaborate on such steps, but he downplayed reports that sanctions might be applied against political hardliners in the Kenyan dispute, or that international donors might band together and withhold aid to Kenya. The opposition is staging daily rallies this week in further protest of what it says was a rigged vote, December 27th, in which Mr. Kibaki was declared the winner. McCormick said peaceful protests are a fundamental right, but that one could rightly ask whether energy being devoted to street clashes would be better directed at reconciliation. Asked if the Bush administration is exasperated over the continuing deadlock, the spokesman said, "Being exasperated is a luxury the United States cannot afford." David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.